I don't have children. I don't have children, at least none that I know about. Ha ha! High five me! And by know about, I mean that have survived. But I imagine someday that I will. And I suppose that I will face the same difficult moral challenges that all parents face. And I suppose, too, that I will find those challenges mistakenly to be unique to my generation. What life lessons will I teach them? What lessons should be better left to television to teach? Where do I draw the line at individual freedoms? What little white lies will I tell about my past, and what dirty truths will I reveal? Should I leave the room when their generation's equivalent of Keeping Up with the Kardashians comes on TV? Or should I act as an addendum to the show and explain that, if you want to attain a respectable level of celebrity in our culture, then really there is no better, easier, faster way than to be videotaped sucking cock like a champ. Honey, I know you're only 13 and you're going through a lot of changes, and since your mom chose to leave us after learning how to drive, I have had to be both a mother and father to you, as well as a great aunt, which I'll explain when you're older. But come here, sit down. I want to talk to you about something. Honey, I want you to know how proud of you I am and how much I believe in you. And I know how much you're looking forward to going to American Idol camp this year and learning to yell that one song from Dreamgirls, but if you really want to be a superstar and live the American superstar dream of having people with low self-esteem and a marked lack of creativity wait on you hand and foot regardless of your treatment of them, eventually leading you to own a makeup line exclusively for puppies and angels, then you really need to abandon any kind of self-respect that I've hopefully instilled in you and get down to that silly Hollywood restaurant that Ashton Kutcher, Jeremy Piven, Sienna Miller, and the Church of Scientology own. It's called Prey, I think. For those of you listening, that's spelled P-R-E-Y. Get it? And get busy with the right people, if you know what I mean. Here, honey, I want you to take this. This is a copy of the Best of the Pseudo-Celebrity Sex Tapes, Volume 3. Study it, imitate it, and practice it. And sweetheart, be mindful of the teeth. Now, hopefully, I'll be wealthy by the time my children are born, and they will turn out to be white and male, thus decreasing by 70% the life's unfair speeches I'll have to give. But maybe they won't be. Maybe they will have a life that I could only gloomily daydream about. In other words, I, and like my mother, would not raise them to be Jewish. Perhaps they will grow up to reject all things thoughtless and unjustified and find their way to my old punk albums and shitty mixtapes that I will strategically leave around the house for them to discover. Maybe at age 14, they will want to put on a bunch of black eyeliner and go to some all-ages straight-edge punk show at the rec center. Will I stomp and stammer and have a 1950s/2005-era Christian parent freakout? Nope. I will excitedly point them in the direction of the club, help pay for their fake ID because they're not all-ages shows, and gas up the car. Then I will wait at home for them and sit back proudly, knowing there will be at least one less asshole in the world. And with that comfortable blanket of parental satisfaction warming me in my den, I will secretly jerk off to the latest rackalicious Jessica Simpson video. See? Everyone's a winner. Good night, sweetheart.